Track 13, Neil's Last Word. Now, I would say that on balance, Neil has made us chuckle more times than he's made us cry over the years, but this time he's redressing that balance with one long sob story. He asks us to be ready with the Kleenex, and so we have a very large box here in front of us in the studio. Take it away, Neil.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mrs. H announced that the fridge was dispensing water liberally over the kitchen floor. My frustration boiled over. Not something else, I railed. Why does everything go wrong at once? The fridge was not the first appliance to decide it had had enough. Now, you may want to reach for the Kleenex here. You'll probably shed a tear as I bemoan our tale of white goods woes. First, it was the washing machine. Well, it's a combined washer-dryer, actually, and the dryer part packed up. Mrs. H loaded it, but it trundled only for minutes before gleefully telling us that it had successfully completed the drying programme. Mrs. H glanced out of the window at the stair rods falling from the sky and demanded, "How am I going to get things dry?" It was on with the radiators, and Shady Pines became shrouded in mist. Next, it was the microwave's turn to join the awkward squad. First, the fan decided every now and again it would keep gently turning, even though the machine was off. Then the interior light went out. We've been persevering with it, peering into the gloom to see if the food is cooked. For some time, the main cooker has been on the blink. It has a main double oven plus a top single one. It let us down on Christmas Day a year or two back. While cooking the meal for eight, it suddenly blew the mains. Urgent calls to family requesting they fire up their ovens, as we would be delivering veg, pigs in blankets and all the trimmings to be cooked. We called an engineer. He took one look, sucked in his breath through his teeth and said, "We need new elements." But that didn't fix it. The double oven just blew whenever we tried to use it. With only the two of us and a pension under severe strain, we decided to manage with just the small oven. Run out of Kleenex yet? So perhaps you can see my anguish when the fridge began leaking. My mood wasn't soothed when Mrs. H pointed out that, apart from the washing machine, it maybe wasn't surprising as all the other appliances were installed together when we had a new kitchen, which was many, many years ago. The fridge did, of course, decide to burst its banks just as we were going to bed, so we did a swift mopping up and used some old towels or sandbags to stem the flow. The next day, more in hope than anticipation, I gave the little drain hole in the fridge a serious riddling. Later that day, when we removed the towels, hallelujah, the floor was dry. Why riddling on the inside should prevent a leak on the outside is beyond me. When machines go fut, new appliances have to be bought. Off we go, log onto the internet and Google best washer dryers, then plough through the loads of tests before finally on settling on one. Next, it's the customer reviews. Who do you believe? Best machine I've ever had. Does my whites a treat? This is followed by, do not buy. Ruined my expensive dress. Then there was the price. To afford it, we'd have to remortgage. Back to the drawing board. We didn't want the same one as our failed appliance. Eventually we did settle on an affordable machine that looked pretty good. But guess what? Although it was a different brand, it was made by the same company, so almost identical workings. The Shady Pines budget were not stretched to replacing the other failed appliances yet. They'll just have to stagger on a bit longer. Wait a minute. Did the dishwasher just make a funny noise? Oh no, not something else. Pass me the Kleenex.
Oh dear, Neil, it's a great pity about your washer-dryer because it would have come in very useful here for our sopping wet hankies. But at least when we need something riddled, we know where to come.